Welcome to the VK7 Amateur Radio News. This was first broadcast on Sunday the 23rd of July 2023. At the mic of VK7WI this week is Peter, VK7PD. On Sunday this broadcast goes out on repeaters all over VK7 and on digital radio DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91C by Clayton, VK7 Zulu Charlie Romeo. We go out on medium and high frequencies, courtesy of the following rebroadcast stations. On 1.862 MHz by Graham, VK7 Golf Sierra. On 3.670 MHz by Gary, VK7 Juliet Golf Delta. On 7.140 MHz by Dale, VK7 Delta Golf. On 14.130 MHz by Peter, VK7 Tango Papa Echo, and on 28.525 MHz by Tony, VK7 Victor Kilo Tango. We also go out on UHF CB Channel 15 thanks to Mark, VK7 FMAC in the Hobart area. You can hear this broadcast again on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RAA in Northern VK7 and VK7RHT in Southern VK7. Antarctic Medal recipient, Herman Westerhoff, VK7HW. It has been brought to the VK7 AR News editor's attention that we have Antarctic royalty in our midst. Yes, our very own VK7 QSL manager, Herman VK7HW. The entry in the register from the Australian Antarctic Division website reads, Herman Henk Edward Westerhoff, Antarctic Medal recipient, 1987. Herman Westerhoff was the radio technical officer at Casey in 1981. He displayed outstanding management qualities in welding together a most efficient team of operators and technicians from which a very high level of service was obtained. He was also responsible for the production of a station magazine, contributed to all station social activities, acted as deputy fire officer and volunteered to act as dental assistant when required. His contributions to the social life of the station made notable improvements to both the morale and the quality of life of the expedition. Next time you see Herman, you will need to salute or bow or curtsy or something to that effect. Hi, hi. Thanks to Kim, VK7 Kilo Bravo, for finding this interesting information. Alara Meet, Hobart, is on 3 to 6 November 2023. Registrations close on 26 July, so that we know who is coming and we can finalise our bookings. The registration form is on the Alara website, Alara. Partial registration is available for Alara members in Hobart who may be able to attend only part of the event. Contact Linda, VK7QP, at the email address being luther8@bigpond.com or Catherine, VK7 Golf Hotel, VK7GH@wia.org.au. Alara and REST committees will be meeting in August to plan for REST members to join us, including the OM tour of historic sites on Saturday and the barbecue on Sunday. Make sure you register by 26 July. Linda, VK7 Quebec Papa. VK7 Centennial Celebrations, Southern Centennial Luncheon. This event happened yesterday, and there will be a report on next week's broadcast. Special call sign, VK7WIA. The special thank you to all who activated the VK7WIA. You will all be getting a special VK7WIA award certificate. We are currently working through the final uploading with activators to make sure we have all the contacts in the log. Special Centennial QSL card and award certificate. A huge thank you to Ruben, VK7FREU, who designed and created our special QSL card and award certificate. You can see a sample copy on the REST website, link in the email edition of the broadcast. The QSL card is currently being printed in the Ukraine, courtesy of UX5UO. Gennady has offered a 10% discount to other VK7s who want QSL cards printed, and he will batch them all up. Just let him know it's part of the VK7WIA batch. There will be printed and electronic versions of the QSL card available. LOTW is the preferred platform, and we will be uploading all the contacts to LOTW. Our special QSL cards and award certificates feature a travel through time with amateur field days, events spanning from the 1930s through to the current time. VK7 Centennial Award Certificate. A special award certificate for contacting the Centennial call sign has been finalised and looks fantastic. You can see a sample copy on the REST website link in the email edition of the broadcast. A great addition to any shack wall. Stations in VK and ZL that have made 10 or more contacts, with at least one being phone, and outside VK amateurs that have made contacts at least 5 times with VK7WIA are eligible for a beautiful certificate. We are currently finalising and streamlining details on how to apply. Given we have the complete log of contacts, we can see who is eligible. Keep an eye on the website for more details. AR Magazine. We have queued up for future AR magazines a number of interesting VK7-focused historical articles. In the next edition of AR Magazine, there will be a wonderful article on our broadcast history from the 1920s through to the current day, with lots of great photos and those involved in putting the WIA and VK7 broadcasts together and putting them to air each Sunday. It is amazing to think that there has been a WIA VK7 broadcast in Tasmania since the 1920s. In the months after that, there will be an article on Olara in VK7 and VK7 women throughout history by Linda, VK7QP. Another article queued up is about VK7 wireless pioneer Frederick Pop Medhurst by Justin, VK7TW. This is a fascinating history of a true VK7 pioneer of radio in the late 1800s through to the late 1940s. Keep your eyes open for those articles over the coming months. 73, Justin, VK7TW, for the VK7 Centenary Committee. QSL News. Report from Herman, VK7HW, manager of the WIA VK7 Inwards QSL Bureau. The current list of cards held as at Friday 21 July is in the email version of the broadcast. Herman would like to remind those who are sending cards to stations based in Tasmania that they should mail them to Herman based at South Arm, QTHR, instead of to the VK Outwards QSL Bureau. Herman has also found it handy when ops put the operator's name of the station worked on the card. Try it yourself. It may help an inward QSL manager somewhere else. Hi. If you have any questions re-QSL cards, please contact Herman by email, which is vk7bureau@wia.org.au. 73 Herman, VK7HW, WIA VK7 Inwards QSL Bureau. Statewide news. Thursday night SSTV nets. Due to unplanned maintenance on Mount Arthur, there was no operational northern repeater VK7RJG to link to the southern repeater VK7RAF. There were no photos shared on this net. Better luck next week. A reminder that Ken VK7KRJ's and Steve VK7OO's fully automatic 24/7 monitoring sites allow anyone who is sent an SSTV picture the ability to check them on their pages almost immediately, anytime, both South and North Tasmania. If you have missed the previous nets, there are archives of all SSTV nights. These photos can be seen on Ken's 2-meter SSTV website as an infinitely scrolling web page, or on NTARC's website under blogs and arranged as weekly nets. 73 from Andre, VK7ZAB. You're listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. News from the Northwest. Thank you. Karina, wife of Jason, VK7ZJA, Silent Key, is very grateful for the assistance of Peter, VK7ZPE. When I put out a request to help remove the 3 HF antennas at Jason's residence, Pete obliged. Due to Upcoming house renovations, the antennas needed to be removed, and Pete answered the call, working in very cold and blustery conditions for a few hours. I tagged along as the TA, as mobility issues stopped me from doing anything significant. It was an emotional day for the family, seeing them being removed. Thanks once again, Pete. A job well done and finished before the rain arrived. Eric, VK7EV. Northwest Tasmania Amateur Radio Club meeting. The next club meeting will be commencing at 1:30 on Saturday, 5th of August at 2023 at our usual venue, the Scout Hall, 73 Alexandra Road, Ulverston. Afternoon tea will also be held. Members are encouraged to bring items to show and tell, and club rooms are open till 6 p.m. for members to socialise. A small plate of afternoon tea would be appreciated. We have single packaged tea, coffee and sugar and disposable cups for members and guests. Visitors are most welcome to attend. If you have any cold or flu symptoms or are unwell or been in contact with a confirmed COVID case, then do not attend the meeting. 73 Eric, VK7EV, News Officer. Northwest Tassie Amateur Radio Group Net. Due to issues with the 2-meter repeater on Mount Duncan, till further notice, the weekly Mount Duncan Net on Wednesday nights will be run on VK7RMD Mount Duncan's 70-centimeter repeater, 438.6 with minus 5 megahertz offset, tone 141.3 hertz. Regard and 73, Eric VK7EV, News from the North, SOTA, WWFF Parks Group, the summits of the airway. Worldwide Flora and Fauna Parks Group meets twice weekly, Mondays and Fridays, 10:30 a.m. till 12, at the Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. For more information, contact Al on 0417 354 410. 73 Al, VK7AN. North Tasmania Amateur Radio Club Incorporated. An update on the Mount Arthur site, VK7RAA and associated repeaters. Thanks to the repeater team for taking the opportunity presented by this outage to replace some of the aging legacy DC distribution infrastructure with modern solid-state control equipment. This is one more step along the planned upgrade path for the site. Remember, repair and upgrade work is only possible by the dedication and the volunteering of considerable time and effort. I am sure it is appreciated by all. While we're on the subject of dedication, thanks must go to Nick, VK7 Whiskey Whiskey, for his ongoing hosting of the Wednesday night testnet and technet sessions, last Wednesday especially, as he was suffering from a very recent leg injury and no doubt would have been in considerable pain when negotiating the stairs to his upstairs radio shack to get to a microphone and, of course, his Morse key. Nick must be pleased with the increased participation in the CW training sessions, with this week definitely being dominated by mainlanders. At the net conclusion, hopefully he made it back downstairs again in one piece and no doubt needed a double shot of his call sign hi-hi. Get well soon, Nick. Next Saturday, the 29th of July, NTARC will be providing communications for the equine endurance ride to be held at Labrina. We will be providing voice communication for ride base and hopefully 3 checkpoints. Due to the event's early start on Saturday, NTARC will be setting up base and testing checkpoints for voice communications on the Friday afternoon. As the location is a pleasant 40-minute drive from Launceston, why not consider coming along and putting your radio skills to use assisting a community event? If this is your first event, then you will be paired with an experienced operator so that you can quickly grasp the procedures involved and NTARC's regular general approach to these events. If anyone would like to assist at this event, then our safety communications coordinator, Roger, VK7ARN, would appreciate hearing from you. Roger can be contacted by email at safetycoms.ntarc@gmail.com. Upcoming events. The Club Technical Night. The next session will be held on Wednesday, 26th of July, and will commence at the new winter time of 6:30 p.m. That's 1 hour earlier start and running through till about 10 p.m. at the club rooms, Archer Street, Rochalie. Coffee morning held every Friday in the NTARC club rooms. Time is from 10 a.m. to noon, and we look forward to seeing you all there. Why not pop in and join us for a cuppa? There is endless tea and coffee with biscuits available for a donation. The Testnet and TechNet session, Wednesday, the 2nd of August, Testnet CW course on 3.580 MHz from 7 p.m. till 7:30 p.m. and a TechNet on 3.567 MHz from 7:30 p.m. till about 8:30 p.m. Your host for the evening will be Nick, VK7 Whiskey Whiskey. Club General Meeting, Saturday, the 12th of August, at 2 p.m. held at the NTARC Club Room, Rochalie, Scout Hall, Archer Street, Rochalie. If you have any items you would like added to the agenda, please email the secretary at secretary@ntarc.net no later than Friday, the 11th of August. Finally, a reminder to all members that if you have any items of news that you would like added to our weekly roundup, no matter how trivial, then please email them to the secretary at the following address, which is news@ntarc.net. All items to be received no later than 5 p.m. on Friday prior to the broadcast. That's all, folks. 73 from Stefan, VK7ZSB, Secretary, NTARC Incorporated. News from the South, Radio and Electronics Association of Southern Tasmania. August Presentation Night, WIA Q&A with VK4EA. Our August Presentation Night will see a casual information and question and answer session with WIA Director Peter Schrader, VK4EA. If you are a WIA member or have considered becoming a WIA member and wanted to ask questions of someone in the know to clarify those last points, this is the evening for you. Peter has agreed to take us through and outline the WIA structure, current directors, governance, involvement with the IARU and ITU. Also outline the services that the WIA provides to members and affiliated clubs, including public liability insurance, attendance at the World Radio Conferences, AR Magazine, and much more. Peter will also run through current consultations with the ACMA, including the move to the class license, assessments changes, August consult paper, repeaters, rally, and more. We will be opening it up for questions, comments, etc. We will be going out on RF and streaming on the Reist YouTube channel. A huge thank you to Peter for agreeing to make himself available. 73 Reist Committee. You are listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. DATV Experimenters Night. Last Wednesday night saw our first DATV Experimenters Night back in the refurbished studio. We had some teething audio issues where we were fading from one camera to another and the audio was disappearing. We apologise for this issue and it has now been fixed. The new video and audio mixer, which was a little too smart, and the linked video and audio crosspoint switch has been disabled thanks to Steve VK700, who navigated the manual. Yes, it was a case of RTFM. We will have our second show without the audio issues this Wednesday night. We will have an on-air tour of the studio on the night. We still have some minor tweaking to do. Please bear with us. We have already had some good comments about the improved quality and capability. We have rebuilt our hybrid SDI composite technology along with a new video and audio mixer and enhanced usage of Open Broadcaster Studio. We look forward to seeing you at the club rooms on Wednesday night from around 6:30 p.m. 73 Justin, VK7 Tangled Whiskers. Training and assessment. The next Reist Foundation License Training and All License Assessment Day is next Saturday, July 29th, from 9 a.m. If you are thinking of coming along, then please let Reg Emmett, VK7KK, Reist Learning Organiser, know ASAP by phoning on 0417 391 607 or via the REST website contact form. Check out the REST Foundation licensed training videos that can be found on the REST YouTube training and assessment playlist. And check out the REST Facebook page, events, for further details. 73 Reg, VK7 Kilo Kilo. Regular VK7 gatherings and events over the coming months. Regular gatherings, Sewing Circle Net, daily on 3.640 MHz, commencing at 6 p.m. AEST. Statewide SSTV Net, held every Thursday night via the North-South link on VK7RAF, VK7RJG from 7:30 p.m. In the north and northwest, VK7RJG on 438.55 with minus 7 MHz offset, and in the south, VK7RAF 146.650 with a minus 600 kHz offset. CTCSS tone 141.3 to link RAF north-south. Statewide microwave QSO party following the Sunday broadcast callback on 1296.15 MHz FM. One group in the Greater Hobart area and another in the Greater Launceston area. Then north-south digital contacts on 1296.2 MHz using Q6560B. Stations in the Launceston area transmitting on the odd minute, southern stations on the even minute. SOTA WWFF group meetings Monday and Friday 10:30 to 12 midday at Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. NTARC Fridays coffee mornings in the NTARC club rooms from 10 a.m. to noon. NTARC Wednesday 2nd August testnet and technet. Testnet CW course on 3.58 MHz from 7 p.m. till 7:30 p.m. and a TechNet on 3.567 MHz from 7:30 p.m. till about 8:30 p.m. NTARC, Wednesday, 26th July, Club Technical Night from 6:30 to 10 p.m. in the Club Room, Archer Street, Rochalie. Northwest VK7, Wednesday from 8 p.m. local Northwest Tassie Amateur Radio Group Net on VK7RMD. Northwest VK7, Thursday commencing at 8 p.m. local Northwest Tassie 2 meter DX Net 144.190 USB. Northwest SSTV Night 24 July 2023 hosted by Eric VK7EV from 7:30 p.m. using VK7RMD 70 centimeter repeater on Mount Duncan on the fourth Monday in the month. Events. REST, August 2. WIA Q&A session with WIA Director Peter VK4EA, Queen's Domain Club Rooms from 7:30 p.m. NWTARC, August 5, club meeting at Scout Hall, 73 Alexandra Road, Ulverston, from 1:30 p.m. NTARC, August 11, club general meeting from 2 p.m. in the NTARC club room, Rochalie, Scout Hall, Archer Street, Rochalie. ALARA, November 3 to 6, ALARA meet 2023, Hobart, Tasmania. A reminder to all those rostered for next week's broadcast, Newsreader, VK7RI, repeaters, REST, NTARC, and in the Northwest, thanks to NWTARC, West Coast Radio Group, Cradle Coast Radio Amateur Radio Club, VK7AX, and VK7DC. 160 metres VK7GS, 80 metres VK7DG, 40 metres VK7TPE, 20 metres VK7ALH, 10 metres VK7JGD, UHF CB15 VK7FMAC, DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91C, VK7ZCR. You can hear this broadcast again on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RAA in Northern VK7 and VK7RHT in the South. A huge thank you to all people and organisations that assisted with this broadcast. That concludes our VK7 Amateur Radio News broadcast for this week. You have been listening to or have just missed VK7WI. Next week, the national WIA news can be heard at 0900, followed by the VK7 amateur radio news around 0930 hours. Items for the broadcast can be emailed to vk7arnews@gmail.com. Further information about the broadcast can be found at the VK7 amateur radio news group. Group. The deadline for items is 2100 on Friday prior to the Sunday of the broadcast. Callbacks will be taken on the frequency to which you are listening. Relay stations will use their own call signs during the callback. On behalf of the VK7 Amateur Radio News Team, 73, stay safe from Peter, VK7PD.